Hakkinen has a new book out. He is a founding member of Jefferson Airplane.
He the man, Torg.
Yep, the new book, Been So Long. Yorma, what's up, man?
Howdy, neighbor. It's all good.
Yeah, good. Great to have you back here. And Yorma, knowing that we were going to talk to you, I took the book home over the weekend. I read it. And I have to applaud you. I have to applaud how honest you are in this book, especially when it comes to your first marriage and the addictions. I mean, you're very upfront in this.
Well, it's no big secret. And, you know, I was on a tour last week, and we did a bunch of book signings. And what I would tell people is, you may or may not like the book, but at least I'm honest.
Yeah, it's definitely all in there as well. And I think what I enjoyed is the early days in San Francisco in the 1960s, if anyone's ever been curious about Hendrix and Joplin and, of course, Grace and everything else. You really chronicle everything. Tell us about Altamont for a second, because I did not know that that was a free show. And also, there's a very funny story about how you guys got out of Altamont.
Correct, yeah. Well, you know, you read all the stuff about Altamont. It was the end of the 60s. It was this. It was that. And I'm sure there's a lot of blame to spread around. If you're ever driving on 580, you go through the Altamont Pass today, it's a wind generator farm. And it's just very inhospitable. There's no water. Everything is brown and dry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a horrible place to do a show. And so I guess the Stones and their guys, they tried to do the show at in Golden Gate Park, they couldn't do it. They tried to do it at Sears Point, which is a raceway, they couldn't do it. And so they did it at Altamont. So it was ill thought out in a lot of ways. And the stage was probably, I don't know, if it was 2 feet high, that might be stretching it. But just everything about it was ill-conceived. And as a result, you know, and we've all seen the footage and stuff like that, and as a result, that a lot of bad stuff happened.
Just
now,
a cluster.
Me and our guys, if you look at the movie, and I like to point out that once Marty got punched out by the Hell's Angel, I don't know what he said to him, but he probably shouldn't have said it. Me and Jack and Spencer, we continued to play until somebody pushed us over the drums. And once that happened, you know, we had just come from the West Palm Beach Pop Festival the day before. And this is funny stuff. When you're going to go do a show, before you play, they'll send a limo for you. They'll send a helicopter for you, whatever. In this case, they send a helicopter for us. They treat you like gold. But once you've done your thing, they don't care what happens to you. So when we got however much into our set we got and then we couldn't play anymore, we weren't getting a ride back to San Francisco in a helicopter. So me and Spencer, the drummer, and my ex-wife, Margaretta, went to a parking lot, and I found some guy passed out on the deck of a Mustang. And I woke him up, and I told him, if you let me drive you in this car to San Francisco, I'll buy you a Mexican dinner. And he said, okay.
So you got out of it for a burrito. That's beautiful.
Exactly.
You mentioned you were married at the time, but also a huge rock star. I don't think people may not know Jefferson Airplane was so big. And the Free Love era, it wasn't like the movement now. How was it on your marriage, and did you partake in the groupie festivities?
Well, I didn't win any Husband of the Year awards, let's put it that way.
Okay, well put.
And this is kind of how the way it was. Now, I've got a 21-year-old son. Now, the kids today are so much more in tune to things that might or might not be dangerous than we were back then. I mean, I can't believe I'm still alive, to tell you the truth, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
So when we talk about a lot of the communicable, all the stuff you can get by having unprotected sex, I always tell my son, and by the way, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, when you're touring and you get to know these bands, is there another member or another band that drank so hard or did a lot of drugs where you look at him and go, holy crap, I can't believe so-and-so's still alive?
Yeah, where even you guys stood back and went, wow.
Well, that's a good question. And I'm not coming up with a name right now, to tell you the truth.
Well, maybe you guys were the king then.
No, I don't think so. Because a lot of guys are gone. I mean, you know, like my doctor says, you know, he goes, Yorma, you owe your parents a debt of gratitude for your genetics. You know, I've just got strong genetics in my family, and I got lucky. Because a lot of the guys are talking about Janis, Jimmy, Jim Moore. I mean, you can go on and on. They're gone. And they were gone at a young age.
Did you know, Janice is mentioned in the book, did you know she was in trouble back then? Did you know she's not going to make it very long, or is it just one of those things, that's how it is?
I don't think that, the answer is not really. I didn't know much about hard drugs yet at the time, and so I wasn't tuned into what she was going through. And when they did that PBS documentary on Janice, I think it's called Little Girl Blue or something like that, they interviewed me for over 40 minutes, but they didn't use any of the stuff that they did, because I didn't have sex with Janice, and I didn't do drugs with her. We just played music, you know. So it wasn't that interesting in the light of the show, the special they were doing.
Yeah.
So the answer is I really didn't know. I just loved playing music with her.
Yeah, the book is called Been So Long, My Life and Music, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Yorma Kaukonen is with us this morning. And, you know, I was surprised to read as well that there's a common misconception about the Airplane that they were a hippie band, but you explain in the book that really wasn't the case.
No, I guess it depends on what you mean by hippie, but we didn't voluntarily live a communal life. We did a couple times when nobody had a house and we had to go to the big house to live. But you know, we were making money. We all had stuff, you know. We
had
a lot of, it doesn't really fit with the hippie image.
Right, right, right.
You know, and Yorma, don't get mad at me, and I hopefully you talk about this on the book. No, but, you know, I grew up listening to classic rock and Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship, which you weren't involved, but still rock. But when I was, I think, maybe in elementary school or high school, Starship came out, and I know Grace was involved in that a little bit, but it was such a far departure. It was pop. It was crap. We Built the City's Awful. No, I don't know if you like it or not, but did you talk about that in the book? Because I would think from where you guys started to Starship.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I was never in the Starship, and my gag is I always quit the band right before we make the big money. The Airplane, the glue that held it together in the time, you know, in that 60s time, because by the time we got into the early 70s, it was over, had a lot to do with common goals, political, social, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And to me, I mean, I'm an outsider looking in at the Starship, and what I see was a very successful pop band. But what I didn't see was a lot of the social relevance that not just us, but that many of the bands had in the 60s.
Yeah.
Also, if there's anyone out there listening, I want to get this plug in for the Fur Piece Ranch down south of us here in Central Ohio. If you're a guitarist or a budding songwriter and you want to learn and pick up some stuff, where does somebody go? I'm sure there's a website for the Fur Piece Ranch there, Yorma.
Well, they're going to want to go to www.furpeaceranch.com. FurPeaceRanch.com. It is called the Fur Piece Ranch because it's a fur piece from anywhere.
Yeah, there's a great story on how you acquired that property as well. And you've always had this side project of Hot Tuna. Would you call that the original jam band, much like Fish and even the Dead?
And on some levels, I mean, who knows? One of my friends goes, "You guys are the godfathers of Americana." I don't know. We, you know, my ex-wife, may she rest in peace, used to say that I played such long sets because I was afraid to come off stage and face her. So maybe that's how the jam band thing got started, because I was just trying to avoid having to deal with my ex-wife. I don't know. But I guess on some levels you could say that. And one of the things that's funny about that also, if you look at guys, you know, like Fish or, I mean, there's so many of these,
yeah,
you know, Railroad Earth or Dark Star, whatever, you know. These guys are such professional musicians, you know. We came up with a lot of original stuff, but on some levels, as musicians, we were goofballs compared to some of these guys.
Hey, thanks, Yorma Kaukonen. Hey, you're welcome in studio. You're anytime here, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Okay, see you.